There were no revelations made in the Afghanistan war review. President Obama indicates that the U.S. made some progress against the Taliban and al-Qaeda, but strategic positioning is unsustainable as the Taliban have increased attacks in the West and other areas.
We will never waver from our goal of disrupting, dismantling, and ultimately defeating al-Qaeda. We will forge enduring partnerships with people who are committed to progress and to peace. And we will continue to do everything in our power to ensure the security and the safety of the American people.
The White House says Pakistan will also need to play a bigger role to help eradicate U.S. targets. Some experts believe that this could be a forecast for stronger military action in border areas shared with Afghanistan.
We know that there is thinking being given to the option of going into Pakistan to clean out the sanctuaries once and for all, and thus solve the problem.
The review is being presented 1 year after President Obama announced the surge of 30,000 additional troops to Afghanistan. It says the U.S. strategy is setting the conditions for a slow and methodical withdrawal as originally planned in 2011. Meantime, a new poll from the Washington Post and ABC News shows support for the war in Afghanistan has hit new lows. The survey says a record high 60% of Americans think the war is not worth fighting, compared to a 34% who say it is.
Stop these wars!
Protesters braving cold, snowy weather gathered outside of the White House explaining why they oppose U.S. military presence in Afghanistan. This as the U.S. military death toll approaches 500 amongst thousands of Afghan civilian casualties.
This president said that he was going to get us out of this war.
Americans in opposition jumped 16% from the same time a year ago.
Really unnecessary. We're not going to keep ourselves safe from terrorism, from occupying Muslim countries and, you know, getting innocent lives killed in their own places, getting American lives killed. You know, there's just no utility to it other than a huge money pit for, you know, corporate interests in the Pentagon.
The pleas for the U.S. to leave Afghanistan are being recognized, but most likely will not change policy. President Obama says he expects a full transition of government to the Afghan people in 2014, but NATO commitments will be long-term without a definitive end, at least none that were defined in the latest Afghanistan review. Colin Campbell, Press TV, The White House.